let me just make a few announcements. One is that there will be a circle for more conversation in the upper lobby when we leave. There is also some coffee in the lower lobby. If you are watching this program on Vision TV, please contact us on our website and get into this discussion yourself. I would like to give each panelist 30 seconds to address what we might do when we leave. Starting with Ron Atkey and coming this way.
You know, I find it very difficult. I came here tonight to try to offer some constructive suggestions, and I would suggest that you be tolerant of different views in this situation.
I would like also to say that we need to see that a line drawn between a government act and a terrorist act. That is what we need to see. Thank you.
I would say that we really need to hold to the possibility that out of this can come something positive and something transformative. We need to have our vision of that world, and we need to hold that vision and act on that vision.
Building on what Ron Atkey and Amina have said, the distinction, admonition for tolerance for the distinction between a terrorist act and a government act, I would also like to insist in some ways that we each take our own personal responsibility as citizens and as human beings to reach out to those Canadians here at home who have been the victims of attacks of various kinds, that we stand firmly and publicly against attacks, for example, on the Hindu temple in Hamilton. And that we stand firmly and irrevocably against any act of vandalism or bombing or threat of such thing against any Muslim mosque or any other religious site anywhere in the country. I would also say that our responsibility as human beings means that we don't simply rely on our public services, for example, police and law enforcement, which I think are in fact necessary in many cases, that we do reach out individually to our neighbors and especially to those people who may be feeling excluded because of the color of their skin, or may be feeling excluded because of a religious garment or whatever that they're wearing. Many of such people are afraid. And as good citizens and as good human beings, we need to actively reach out to those people and include them in our social order. Thank you.
First, I'd just like to thank the audience for their judicious comments, and particularly for those admissions of by people who say they don't understand everything. I'm one of that category. More substantive way, I just want to echo what Starhawk said, which is that we should be willing to see hopeful signs, hopeful possibilities, as well as dreadful ones. And I think out of this disaster of a week ago will come some good. A president of the United States who has been appalling in his isolationism and his lack of sympathy for the wider world than the United States is now changing his perspective, and that is most welcome. And to be, I'm sorry.
News on the CBC talked about how the Americans have amassed the major military activity going to the Middle East, the planes, the boats, the ships, the troops. That's what's happened tonight. We're all here getting ready to go to war.
Well, if you're right, I deplore it, but I haven't heard of it. So I think there is hope for this president after this awakening. Thank you.
thank all of you on behalf of the St. Lawrence Center Forum, Vision TV, Insight. Thank the audience. Thank the panelists. Good night.